gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
Back, Three Dudes with a View. It's Monday morning. It's a beautiful day. Hope we're going to have a wonderful week. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
And regular special guest dude on Monday, my colleague in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville for 25 years. We tried many cases together. We also just enjoyed being in the offices next door 25 years just so we could hang out and talk about whatever's going on. Mike Rode, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy tax day.
Oh, yeah, it's tax day. Have you seen those films or videos of people just lined up at IRS offices around the country?
To get assistance or what?
You know, it's not clear to me what's going to be.
Now, last time I went to an IRS office in the federal building and tried to get, you know, I had a question about something that year, and you had to make an appointment. They don't offer walk-ins anymore, which surprised me.
No, at the office in Columbia, they took down the signs so people couldn't find them. I don't know if they've still got an office in Columbia or not, but I remember when that happened. These folks were, I think, mostly looking for refunds, which I don't know how they think that was going to work. You know,
you need to file a return first.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure how they thought that was going to work. Anyway, over the weekend, of course, Iran attacked Israel with drones and missiles. Almost all of the drones and missiles were shot down through a combined effort of Israel's Iron Dome system, the U.S. with its offshore Arleigh Burke-class destroyers, and the Royal Air Force, the U.K., was involved as well as the Air Force of Jordan, I'm told, which I did not realize that Jordan was an ally in the region.
And France, too, I believe. I think France helped out.
Now, I didn't read that, Mike.
I heard that somewhere.
Okay.
They listed as one of the allies that had helped out.
Yeah, and Iran.
Jordan has always been as Arab nations go, Jordan has always been a friendly nation to us.
Okay.
We've always been pretty good. I can't remember any particular major disputes we've had with Jordan over the years. And part of the reason is, isn't their queen an American? The king of Jordan?
You know, that had escaped me for the moment. Yes, you're right, Mike. I think so.
Yeah. So I'm sure that helps.
That helps. Yeah, it does. Well, I'm not sure how. You know, Iran has issued a statement saying that the matter is resolved. Apparently, it was a response to where, I think, in Syria, Israel had attacked and killed an Iranian general or two and some other Iranians. And
In Syria.
And I missed how that happened. I don't understand why they launched that missile into Syria and hit the Iranian embassy, as I understand. Is that correct?
That was intentional, Mike.
Yeah, it was the Iranian embassy in Syria.
Yeah, but
it was intentional.
Well, I mean, what was at least the theory as to why there were Hamas people there, or what? Why did they do that?
They just wanted to get at two generals that were from Iran, I think.
I think my understanding is about the same as Mr. York's. Yeah, there's some, what do they call them, high value targets? You know.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what I think about the whole thing at all. I mean, I do want to stand with Israel, but on the other hand, you know, I think Lindsey Graham has also, you know, already called for us to declare war on Iran.
I saw a great cartoon that I cannot describe on the radio of Lindsey Graham when all this went down. So yeah, I agree with you. We're a few decisions away from World War III starting, if we're not careful.
Well, Biden's asked Israel to declare a positive victory.
Take the win.
And not do anything else toward instigating conflict between Iran and Israel.
He's told Netanyahu to take the win. We'll see if Netanyahu does that.
Well, my understanding, Iran has issued a similar statement saying the matter is concluded. In other words, Israel hit us, we hit back, it's over. That's what.
And some people say that because Iran telegraphed several days in advance that this is coming, that they kind of knew that. Yeah, you know, it was very likely that a lot of the missiles and drones would be intercepted, and it would be basically no harm, no foul. This is all for show. Now, I don't know if that's true, but at least that's a theory.
Yeah, well, it's propaganda in Iran. If they wouldn't have done something as a result of those two generals getting killed, their people would have been up in arms. Sure. So they did something to stymie that and get it off the board.
Sure.
Well, the thing is, some conservative commentators pointed out, the Biden administration, at least according to Trump, and I believe him, has freed up $220 billion of frozen or unavailable assets and made them available to Iran. And I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, but the Biden administration has done that, but the point being is that the United States is funding both sides of this war. We're providing assistance to Iran. We're providing assistance to Israel. And again, though, that takes me back to the military and industrial complex. The people who are cheering about this are the people who want endless wars. Whoever's lobbying for Raytheon, however many missiles we shot off over there, which had to have been in the hundreds of maybe thousands, they're going to have to be replaced. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell,
There's always going to be people.
In other words, I don't trust anybody involved in this whole thing.
There's always going to be people who are going to advocate for a tough military response that could very well lead us into war. Lindsey Graham never met a war he didn't like. Correct. So I will definitely agree with that.
It sounds like we're funded. Like I said,
he never carried a gun, Mike. He never carried
a
gun.
He's a JAG. He's a JAG. And now I was a JAG, so it's true. I didn't storm the beaches. No, nor did Lindsey. But we served as best we could.
Folks, for you don't know, that stands for Judge Advocate General.
Those are the
military's lawyers. And Mike served as a reserve officer, as a JAG officer.
When we started the Iraq War, I went to Fort Benning, Georgia. My unit supported Fort Benning, so I went to Fort Benning to do wills and powers of attorney and other legal documents for people who were going to Iraq. And my joke is the most dangerous thing I did during the war was drive through Atlanta.
Well, that's pretty dadgum dangerous these days.
Yeah, that was it.
But yeah, we're funding both sides of the war, and the people who are really happy about all this are the people who like endless wars, And there you go. I think it is important that we support Israel.
We've lost the ability in this country to have two thoughts at the same time. You can support Israel and their right to exist and their right to go after Hamas for the terrible, awful attack on October 7th, and to prosecute that war against Hamas. You can support all that, and you can also have in your head that Netanyahu is a warmonger and that he is not being very judicious in prosecuting this war. He is targeting women and children and relief workers, as we saw tragically with the food workers who were convoy who was destroyed, and he's not doing a very good job of this. And I think so. You can have those two thoughts. You can support Israel, but also say, you're not doing this right. You're bringing upon yourself a lot of international condemnation.
Yeah, Netanyahu also has had evidence of him supporting funds to Hamas through another channel, and that's not kosher. And then he wants to attack, like you say, most of Gaza, and recently Biden has asked him not to attack Gaza and let food and aid get into that part of the region.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Mike, I don't necessarily disagree with you at all. Clayton, what say you?
No, I don't disagree either. I think Netanyahu wants to remain in power, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to remain in power because he's got issues of his own that he's had to deal with since he got voted out several years ago. So I don't know. It's just...
I'm suspicious of everything.
I agree. Like
healthy suspicion is a good thing.
I'm suspicious of Iran. I'm suspicious of Israel. I'm suspicious of Hamas.
I think everybody just needs to calm down. Kind of like what the president asked Netanyahu. I think everybody just needs to take a step back and just let cooler heads prevail here.
And it was scary.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
It was scary on Saturday when we were watching it all develop. But we do seem to have avoided a bigger conflict for now, and we'll just see what happens next. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
To put a right-wing spin on it, I'm suspicious of the deep state. I said, funding both sides, happy to have an endless war, happy to have them going at each other in an endless war.
That's kind of what Mr. York was just suggesting that Netanyahu is doing. I mean, he's supporting money being sent to Hamas. I mean, why would you support?
Let me say this. There is absolutely no excuse for what happened on October 7th. That was awful.
Correct. Absolutely.
I will say that I do think Netanyahu kind of poked the bear. He was, with some of his policies, he was kind of egging on a response from the more radical elements in Gaza.
Yeah,
so I'm not excusing, but I'm just saying Netanyahu, I think, was poking the bear a little bit.
He poked the bear many times, Mike, because of the way he was treating the Gaza area. They were attacking them. They were blowing up their buildings. They were bulldozing their streets, on a regular basis, and causing destruction before October 7th. And that's been going on for years. Plus, pinning people up in a cage, open air prison, they call it. It was wrong.
Yeah. You can only hold people down so long before they act out.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I don't agree with you on that. I mean, these people have, this is not something that where the bear got poked recently. This happened and has been ongoing since
about 2,000 years.
Yeah, 3,000 years since the Muslim hordes stormed into Alexandria and burned all the ancient texts.
When Abraham decided,
texts of the ancient world said, we don't need them. All we need is the Koran. They are attacking the West for 2,000, 3,000 years. And of course, Israel is Western. We're Western. They don't, Western civilization, they don't like it. And they've been at it trying to eradicate it for a long time.
The story of Abraham and Sarah. Go back and read that in the Bible.
Absolutely.
But it really escalated in 1948 when they put them in the Palestinian area.
That was a major thing.
That was 10 seconds ago in this story, Mr. York.
I know the history, but I'm saying that really started the real conflict because they were close in proximity now.
Well, and the Israelites occupied Palestine in biblical times too. So, who's on first? All right, let's take a break and come back.
Visit your local Buick and GMC dealership first for new or pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Parks Motor Sales. At Parks, professional sales staff makes shopping easy. Buick and GMC financing can put you in the vehicle you want, and certified technicians keep vehicles running great. Experience the new Buick at Parks Motor Sales. Go online to parksmotorsales.com. Find your favorite vehicle. Then stop by Parks at 919 Nashville Highway for a test drive. Parks GMC. We are professional.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. By now, you all know about Don, our service truck guy. Well, let me tell you about another member of our service team, and that's Mike Ashley. He's the guy you'll talk to when you call the office. Just call and talk to Mike one time at 931-540-0919, and you'll see why we're lucky to have him here at the Garbage Man. Thanks, Mike, for all you do to keep the Garbage Man first in service. That's 931-540-0919.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Dr. Dominic Mancini from the Dr. Gill Center. Have you been injured in a car accident? Are you still in pain? Untreated whiplash injuries to the spine may lead to future conditions such as neck pain, low back pain, and headaches. The doctors at the Dr. Gill Center specialize in detecting and treating these conditions before they get worse. Our accident consultations are free. Call me, painfree.com, or call 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Surex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Life gets busy, and sometimes slowing down to buy your family quality food can seem impossible. This is Terry Taylor with Taylor Family Farm, and we offer local home delivery in addition to our local drop locations to help with that problem. Now you can get your favorite pastured poultry, pork, and grass-fed beef delivered right to your door. Visit TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com to find out how. We believe in healthy food, healthy people, and healthy community at Taylor Family Farm.
The Columbia Arts Council presents Artist Meetup, April 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Gallery 48, 107 West 7th Street in Columbia, Tennessee. Discover how the Arts Council can help you connect with resources and build our arts community. Join us. Complimentary refreshments, wine, and handshakes with the arts community. Artist Meetup, April 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Gallery 48. Visit www.columbiaartscouncil.com. That's www.columbiaartscouncil.com.
Alert, alert! Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has a huge announcement. We're expanding our service center to get you in and out quicker than ever. That's right, 5 new service bays to get your vehicle back on the road. Don't drive a Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram. It doesn't matter. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes or models. More service, less time. Only at Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated.
You can count on us.
Just love
are back. Three Dudes with a View.
Sunny Wednesday. What is Sunny Monday? You know, whatever.
Sunny Monday.
Yeah, there we go. My name's Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three, dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
And our regular special guest on Mondays, my colleague for 25 years in the U.S. Attorney's Office, Mike Roden. How are you, man?
Good morning, everybody. Hey.
All right, I got one text during the break. We're gonna move on to another story here, but we were talking about what happened with Israel and Iran over the weekend. And I got a text saying that should Israel use this opportunity to take out Iran's uranium enrichment program? I'm not sure. I will let the whole room speak. I'm not sure. I've got an answer to that that I like. On the other hand, Iran has said the matter is concluded, and I think with some credibility that the matter is concluded, at least for now. Now, is Iran working on enriched uranium and a nuclear bomb? It appears that they have, but, I guarantee you folks now, I mean, anybody who doesn't think that the Israelis don't have a nuclear bomb is
I was just about to say, I would almost bet they have one already.
Yeah, I mean, and Iran knows that if they lob a nuclear bomb at Israel, that they're going to get, blown to bits in retaliation immediately.
You would hope.
Yeah. So
the danger comes when you have an irrational person at the head of the country.
There you go.
But as long as there's a rational person, they know that it's just mutually assured destruction.
Right. So I'm conflicted on that. I don't know a good answer to that. All of it just serves to enrich the military industrial complex.
I would like to see something happen to Iran's uranium enrichment program, but now is not the time to do that. Now is not the time, and I don't know that Israel is the party that should be doing that. I don't know. You're right. I wish there was.
I
don't disagree with that, Mike. Yeah.
Mike, I don't think Iran would ever agree to any kind of negotiations with this country again because we went back on our agreement. So
you got a point.
It would be defeating for them to even agree to something now. I mean, they're going to build their uranium capabilities like every other nuclear country. Israel's had nuclear capabilities for years, but it was hush-hush. But America shared their nuclear capabilities with them. So, I'm kind of conflicted. If I can have a nuclear weapon, how can I tell you can't have a nuclear weapon?
Genie's out of the bottle.
Mike's right though. Can you count on Iran to be a rational player?
Can you count on America to be rational?
You may have a point there, Mr. York.
There are times when I don't think Netanyahu is a rational person, but
Israel being irrational, he's certainly being irrational now because Biden's been trying to coach him out of the fray, and he's rejected almost every time.
I think as we concluded before the last break, this is a centuries-old problem, it's not going to be solved anytime in our lifetimes.
No, and
the best we can do is tamp it down and hope that, it's a cold war rather than a hot war.
Just keep your finger in the dam. That's all you can do, Mike.
Yep.
What is scary, though, I mean, there's a 2,000-year tradition on the Muslim side of self-sacrifice. We Westerners really don't like to go waste our lives too much. But the Muslims, to them, life's cheap. They're quick to give it away.
But Christianity has had its problems, too, Del.
Yeah, but Muslims with nuclear bombs
are
scary.
Activities that have done as worse are up to par with anything in the Muslim area.
Well, every religion has its fanatics.
Christians have done some bad things. Western civilization has done some bad things. That's really what we're talking about. But and we're talking about an Islamic civilization in the Mideast. They've had much more of a tradition of self-sacrifice than Westerners have. And so that combined with nuclear bombs, so that's concerning, to say the least. All right, we're going to move on to something else. Clayton, what do you got?
Scott's a picky.
Yeah, let's... I guess let's roll the.
He's going to destroy public education.
Let's roll.
He's getting paid by our tax dollars to put his kids in private schools, but he's going to destroy public education.
Let's roll the tape.
Roll the tape.
We have to protect homeschoolers, but like you want me to, mm-hmm. and I have to protect the private schools, their autonomy. Mm-hmm. I'm still stuck with the system
that we would all agree
is terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're trying to just throw the whole freaking mm-hmm. system in the trash at one time mm-hmm.
And start
blow it all back up.
There's your, you know, are we on, Clay?
Yeah, we're up.
You know, they said I'm pretty ambivalent about, if not against what educational scholarships, vouchers, whatever you want to call them. So I'm not about to sit here and be a cheerleader for all that, although I do think that what's going on here, you know, Scott said that, but if you go on and get the entire context, he goes on down in a while to say, well, you know, they've done a survey. There are only 4,000 to 5,000 private school slots available statewide. So, you know, that's hardly going to blow up the statewide school system of hundreds of thousands of kids. The numbers just aren't there to do that. So, I mean, a lot of this is the educational establishment, I would say, and the progressives, who are trying to go, I told you, you know. And you know, what gets me, and again, I don't like vouchers, but... It doesn't seem to me that when we get, you know, nowhere in this story does anybody start talking about, you know, what's best for school children. It just escapes it. So I, you know, go ahead, Mr. York or Mike or
whoever. Yeah, the majority of public of schools provide education to the public. Yeah, you've got private schools, you've got Christian schools, you've got different types of schools, but the majority of how kids get educated is through public education. Why don't people just, let's fix the public education system. Let's fund it appropriately. And everybody says, oh, you don't need money. A lot of times you do need money. You do need highly qualified people. But putting people in the classroom who hasn't had the course methodology and how to teach kids, every kid can't learn. We know that.
Well,
but
sure.
The majority of kids are going to be taught how to survive and how to get an education and take care of families and make a contribution to this community, to the communities in which they live.
Ms. York, you speak quite eloquently, but it's the same tired old progressive left educational establishment. We just need more money. We have given more money to public education in Tennessee in the recent
years. They haven't in Tennessee, Dale.
Yes, significantly more money, and significantly more money has been appropriated, and it is coming. There is no evidence whatsoever. Find me any example around the country where more money fixed the education system. It just doesn't work, Mr. York. It's tired,
Look in areas that have highly qualified professionals teaching their kids, like Brentwood, like Williamson County, and you will see successes there. They're not hiring somebody who never had an education course, who never taught any kids. They're hiring people with master's, PhDs to teach their kids, and they are doing well.
They've also got a very different school population up there.
Most of the kids up there come from homes with parents that have college degrees, too.
It's
completely different. And that's the big thing. So
if you want to talk about
the school system attracted people like that. Their school system attracted people that had college education and
the
only quality jobs.
The only context to that, well, that's a chicken and egg thing. Mr. York, Williamson County is a ring county around Davidson, and it's been highly prosperous for the last 50 years. But what you're talking, you know, blowing up the public schools, you know, let's look at Williamson County and Murray County. In both those counties, 25% of the school-age population is not enrolled in public school. They're either in homeschool or private school. Now, that's hardly blown up the school system, and that didn't exist in Murray County 40 years ago.
But let's go back to what...
And that didn't exist, I would guess in Williamson County 4 years ago. So, you know, by blowing up, you mean you're going to take money and students away from the public schools. Well, you know, the money and the students have left to the tune of 25%, a quarter of the school-age population in Williamson County and Murray County over the last 4 years, and it's hardly blown up the school system in either county.
I don't like vouchers,
but a lot of this is just stupid histrionics.
Let's go back to what Mr. Kopicki said on the tape that Clayton played. This was a recording made. He was speaking to a homeschool advocate, is my understanding. And this was something that they recorded, and perhaps Mr. Kopicki did not know that he was being recorded, but he said that they were trying to throw the entire system into the trash. And I don't know if it was in the part that you played, but he gave a figure as to how much all this was going to cost, and it was a couple of billion. Is that right?
No. Yeah. He said we have to avoid that because that has happened in other states, and they are, let's see.
There's several recordings to that statement, yeah. Mike, that supplement what he said.
What he was saying was that the Senate version, which he found to be unacceptable, would have, we don't know yet. But that depends on if the House has to go along with it. Of course, Scott Spicky's in the House, and he's saying here that the Senate version would have an undoable price tag to it, and that the House just wasn't going to go along with that.
A political gaffe is when you accidentally tell the truth. And I think this is what has happened.
I'm not so sure.
I'll agree with that, Mike.
I'm not so sure here that the Channel 5 story here indicates that he knew he was being recorded.
Okay.
And it's hardly any secret recording. You heard the quality of it. I mean, somebody had a recorder. You have to get that kind of recording. You got to get the recorder out where it's visible, you know, the phone or whatever it is.
He probably knew then that he was being recorded.
And again, I think the context here, here's another accusation, you know. House leaders have deliberately structured their proposal to try to skirt federal court rulings that even undocumented immigrant children are entitled to receive a public education. Now, folks, that's, you know, again, that's lefty loosey talk because, you know, the state of Tennessee overwhelmingly opposes public funds to educate illegal children. Now, that's, you know, now that you're, and so, trying to go see, you know, they're gonna not educate illegal children. Well, the state of Tennessee is going, yeah, you know, that's great. So that's
the state of Tennessee doesn't even want to educate transgender. They got a bill right now that's trying to exclude certain classes of people.
Miss York, nobody's proposed not teaching transgender children in public schools.
Yeah, it's got a lawsuit written all over it.
Yeah.
That is absolutely illegal, and nobody wants to do that.
Well, look, they got a lawsuit written all over it. Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not going to try to pass something
believe
they always do.
Conservative Tennessee believes that all children deserve education. Now, that's at least if they're citizens.
Or either marry your cousin like Belusco wants to do.
Right? Miss York, that's the biggest nothing burger.
That's the kind of image we project across the nation, you know? Marry your first cousin.
Miss York, as far as I know, marrying your first cousin has been legal in Tennessee for 100 years, and almost every other state in the union is it legal to marry your first cousin.
We get the results of that, Del. We got the results of that.
I love my cousins, but not like that.
We're taking a break.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hi,
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hiller Smart. Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Heller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyheller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly. Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook or contact us at 931-490-8183.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
Okay. Welcome back, Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
And regular special guest dude, 25 years my colleague in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville, Mike Roden. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, we're talking about a story about News Channel 5 out of Nashville where apparently in a meeting with some homeschoolers, Scott Spickey talked with them very frankly about the school educational scholarship, a.k.a. voucher plan. And, of course, Channel 5 is trying to make a hit piece out of it. There's several things that, there's a battle going on between the House and Senate version or the House and Governor's version. And I do know that Scott is very insistent on the House version of the bill. And again, though, this whole Channel 5 story is...
I have a solution for the whole thing.
What?
They have the ability, and when I say they, I'm talking about the lawmakers in Nashville, to make this a referendum in November. They're the only ones that can do that.
Good idea.
If they leave it to the people. Good Let idea. The people decide. What? It, but they're not going to do it because it will fail overwhelmingly.
I don't know.
Along with abortion, Clayton, put those two referendums on the ballot.
You know,
let the people speak.
Abortion would probably pass and school vouchers would probably fail, be my guess. But, I don't know that Tennessee, I don't recall, I don't know if there's a mechanism for doing that in Tennessee. I don't know that it's ever been done in Tennessee. I don't know whether the Constitution allows it, our state Constitution.
We looked it up, and I think the last referendum was, 2 years, 2 years ago in 22?
A constitutional amendment.
It was. Yeah. But I'm not sure about how it would work with
This is not a constitutional amendment, and it takes the process to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot under the Constitution takes like 4 years, I think. So it couldn't get on this fall's ballot anyway, even if it took the form of a constitutional amendment. But here's the Channel 5 story goes: House leaders worried, like in other states, the school voucher plans provided by the governor and the Senate could be budget busters. And the Scott in the discussion points out that they limit the growth of the House version of the bill limits the growth of these school vouchers, so that all of a sudden, you don't have billions going down the drain as it expands willy nilly. But this is what's this is something you frequently hear from the loony left in Tennessee regarding school vouchers. Despite promises that the measure will provide parents with school choice, Sapicki admits that vouchers will do little to immediately allow substantial numbers of public school students to move into the public schools. Okay, well, if that's your criticism, then why don't you advocate for putting a couple of billion dollars in so everybody gets their school choice right now? That's the most ridiculous criticism I've ever heard of. Let's go in and go whole hog. Let's do the Senate version, a couple of billion bucks, and that'll solve that problem.
Don't you just fix the public schools?
Well, and we did
all the more money. That's been the right's excuse for years. More money. It takes money to run and build an institution that's going to be high quality. It takes a business more money to build an institution to be high quality. So why doesn't it take schools more money to build an institution of high quality?
I have long been an advocate for getting teachers' pay up. in Tennessee and has find me a school system anywhere in the United States where more money has created better schools. It doesn't exist.
Look into Williamson County.
Look, money could be a problem in some public schools, and then in others it might not be. But I'm saying is money is not the solution to all problems, but it fixes a lot of stuff. I think you just have to look at each individual school. Why is that school failing? Maybe look at the public schools that are doing being successful, and maybe try to find what they're doing right and what the other school is doing. And you're right, the base of parents in some of the schools that are doing well may be different from the base of parents that are in failing public schools. And there's not a lot you can do about that, at least not immediately. But to say money is the only solution, that's wrong. But to also say that money is never the solution, that's equally wrong.
Money alone is never going to be the solution.
A lot of it just comes down to parents.
Sure.
At the end of the day, it comes down to what's happening at home. And we did get a text, and I think Drake's right about this. There was a vote on wine in grocery stores.
I remember that.
I think that was in 2016 or 18, if I'm not mistaken. So they can say that they don't want to put this, or they can't put it on a referendum. They could do it if they wanted to. I don't know why they wouldn't want to do it, because politically, this just seems like a bad move to do something that 80% of the state doesn't want to do.
Well, yeah, when other states the population can get enough signatures to put a referendum on a ballot, Tennessee is one of the states where the representatives have to do it internally to put it on a ballot.
And I'm just not sure I
have to look that up.
The fact that we've not had anything but constitutional amendments on the ballot in Tennessee for as long as I can remember.
Except the wine in grocery stores.
That wasn't
wine in grocery stores.
It was back in, I think, 16.
Well, do some research.
I mean, it was dry in Murray County when I got here.
Yeah, they voted yes on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe there is a mechanism.
When Mr. Kopicki was here a few weeks ago and he laid out the details of the House bill, there were some very reasonable things in there. If he'd just taken out the voucher part, I think it'd be great. There were some reasonable things. Of the two, of the Senate version and the House version, is, in my view, better.
Okay,
I don't want vouchers at all.
Yeah, one of the parts of the bill the House bill, at least, that seems to have, and again, Channel 5 is just a loony left article here and a hit piece.
They have to be loony because they left. We don't call loony right.
Well, you can if you want to.
Actually, we do sometimes. We don't say all of them are loony, go ahead.
The
left or the right is sufficient, Del. Gee whiz.
The one part of the bill that seems to have had support from both sides is to reform and reduce the amount of testing done of our school students, and you know, the TCATs or whatever you call them.
Yeah, that's today. It starts today.
And that seems to have been welcomed by all sides as a good idea.
Yeah.
But here, Channel 5, just to be contrarian, you know, says the House proposal faces fierce opposition from longtime education reform advocates who see testing as a critical tool for measuring student progress. Well, you know, so Channel 5 is saying keep test them till they drop. You know, it was Channel 5's position and the position of these education reform advocates, which I didn't know they exist. There's some group called SCORE, State Collaborative on Reforming Education, and SCORE apparently has lobbyists, and he says they don't just dislike the reform of testing. They come in his office yelling and screaming. And so Scott says, and I think he's right, because SCORE is yelling and screaming in opposition, I know I'm on the right path. And, you know, what group out there is for just testing school kids time after time after time after time? You know, I never realized there was a hardcore lobby group with money who's in favor of just testing them. I would suspect there are probably people who sell tests.
They're probably funded by the people who do the test.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And so, you know, there's been agreement on both sides.
like old farmer used to say, you don't fatten a cow by keep weighing it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one. There's been agreement on both sides that we got too much dadgum testing. And then Channel 5 just gets this wrong. Under the proposal, private school children receiving taxpayer funds would not be subject to the same testing required for those in public schools. Well, I was told that, so I went and got myself a copy of the bill. And I read it and read it and read it and read it over and over and over with regard
to testing.
Which bill
now, the House or the Senate?
The House bill. There's a copy right over there, Mike, if you want to look at it.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
And it does require, and I kept asking until I got the answer that I thought was right. It does require the private schools to give the same testing that the public schools will be giving. A reformed testing schedule, which is not as frequent as the testing schedule that SCORE wants now or being done now, but private and public would be required to do the same testing under the House bill. And Channel 5's just got that wrong. And
the millions of dollars that the testing company makes when you look across the country where they do excessive testing or testing, and most of it's done by just a few companies.
Governor Lee definitely wants a voucher program, and he's going to try to ram it through the legislature, regardless of whether or not 80% of Tennesseans are against it. He's going to try to ram it through. I think if that is a fait accompli, and I don't know that it is, but if it is, then the House version is better than the Senate version.
Yeah, I think it is better, Mike. I really do. I don't quite understand why the Senate is entrenched on some matters. Here's the final politically, Channel 5 says the final point is, politically, Governor Bill Lee wants universal school choice plan to pass regardless of what it looks like. Sapicki, that's what Channel 5 concludes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Sapicki's quote on that is, all the governor wants to say the major words of universal choice. Because we allow everybody to apply for it, he can utter those words. And there's no doubt that the governor has been very committed. He wants a universal school choice. You know, I mean, that's his position. Right or wrong, agree or disagree, that's the governor's position.
I think he wants to make it his platform when he runs for president in 2028.
That or, yeah, his legacy as he leaves Tennessee. But I'm telling you, he's risking really upsetting the majority of the state.
Yeah. Could be a perfect victory.
In the real world, if we would do what we needed to in Tennessee to improve education across the state,
more money.
Let them talk.
Then the choice would be public education. The choice would be public schools, and you wouldn't need a voucher program because all schools would be performing at high levels.
Hey, there's a trial.
I don't think that's true, Miss York. I still think we would have.
Hey, there's a trial starting today. Did you hear that?
Yeah, there's a trial starting today.
A criminal trial at that,
yes.
Too, Mike.
Gee, let's talk about that in the seconds we got remaining.
You might could slow down the movement toward homeschooling in private schools by improving the public schools, and more money alone is just not going to do it. You said we got 25% in Williamson County and here. I mean, and you've got those great, you keep talking about what great schools. You got public schools up in Williamson County. Well, 25% of parents.